Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, thanks again to the terrific Chris Rose. He really is. He's got wisdom. He's got humor. He's got baseball insight. He kind of combines it all together into one great package.
I thought he was about to go John Heyman on you, though, there at the end.
He was overselling Cleveland a little bit.
What?
He was overselling Cleveland a little bit.
He wasn't.
I just wanted to...
Cleveland's fine.
Cleveland's fine. It's not San Diego.
They have how many...
They can't even believe it!
They have how many sports teams? Three. We have one.
Yes, I don't. That's not a selling point necessarily.
You do sports radio. Wouldn't you be more comfortable with three instead of one? They've won championships.
In terms of like, you've been to Cleveland, right?
Yeah,
I've been to Cleveland. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not San Diego spectacular.
No,
it's just there's no comparison between the two.
No, not the cities.
That's what I'm talking. I'm talking about the city. He was trying to sell the city, and I just go, I can't stand for it anymore
because they had a fire on the river 50 years ago. Had to get that in, didn't
it? It's cold.
It is cold.
It's very cold.
It's bleak. It's a little dreary.
It's bleak. Yeah. It's like it's kind of grayish brown.
Puts hair on your chest.
It is currently 35 degrees.
Wonderful.
Feels like 35 degrees in here, though,
that's
right now.
That's true.
And that's balmy for them at this time of year. That was an interesting little nugget from John Morosi that Padres are definitely exploring Dylan Cease trade talks, including with the Baltimore Orioles, but I don't know exactly if he's just like coming up with this on his own or he's actually hearing that the Padres are trying to flip Dylan Cease into prospects to turn it into Garrett Crochet.
Well, people are saying, why wouldn't the Orioles just trade for Crochet? Because you don't need as many prospects for Dylan Cease as you do for Crochet.
Correct.
So that's a no-brainer. So we'll give you our prospects. Whatever you want to do with them, you can do with them. And you flip him to the White Sox and get Crochet for 2 years instead of 1 year of Dylan Cease. Now, we all heard the stories about Garrett Crochet last year wanting an extension. But again, Garrett Crochet is a converted reliever. His extension wouldn't cost as much as others, right? Like a Dylan Cease extension. It's not going to cost as much because he's still building up his ability to throw, 150, 160, 180 innings. So he's not quite there yet.
It's and the extra year of control,
two years,
tamps down the price for a long-term extension. Now, you could argue Padres made a big mistake in not extending Michael King right when they got him last year. could have got him for a much lower price.
Correct.
But now that he's going into his last year before free agency.
And really and, showed.
You know, it was a top 10 Cy Young vote getter.
Yeah.
Price went through the roof, on Michael King in this last year. Now, if they had signed him to a giant extension before he had proved himself as a starter, we would have all questioned A.J. Preller's sanity, going, what are you doing? You're giving all this money. We don't even know if this guy can be a durable starter and, you know, even pitch 150 innings in a season. Well, he did, and now you're kind of going, oh, man, wish we had locked him up a little bit earlier. We already, by the time Dylan Cease got here, he was already a premium, going to be very expensive free agent to try to re-sign.
Correct.
Michael King was not. Michael King was very promising, but you could have got him on a club-friendly deal, you know, 10 months ago.
Yep.
Now, not so much. You can maybe get him, you know, on a little bit of a discount, knowing that, you know, he could get injured this year, that he's got some uncertainty before he hits that finish line of free agency.
Yeah,
but there's
not
a lot of leverage left.
I don't want to do this again next year with Michael King. You know, okay, who do we flip him for? Oh, we can get 2 years.
No, he's a free agent at the end of this year, too.
At the end, next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, next season.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, you either trade him now or he's gone.
No, King.
Yeah,
King. Yeah. They're the same.
Yeah, King and Cease.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I don't want to do this. If we flip Cease, I don't want to do this again with King next year. Who can we flip him for? You know what I mean?
No, he'll be a free agent.
He'll be a free agent.
He'll already be a free agent next year.
You're right.
We're doing it now.
We're doing
with
it
King
now.
As well.
Yeah.
We're just, I think most of us have the feeling that we want to keep Michael King. And as much as you'd like to have them both, I'm more on board with trading Dylan Cease because he's going to be more expensive. He's probably got some more value to teams that see his consistency and durability, and you could probably get better prospects for him, I would think. So, you know, it just seems like he's the more logical guy to trade from a Padres perspective.
Yeah, I agree with you. Crochet would be interesting. I mean, I'm you know me. I like the shiny prize. I'm fascinated.
And then next year
guy.
They can trade Crochet with 1 year left.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Just do this every year like a junkie. Just keep coming back. I mean, I don't know. I watched Crochet pitch last year. I was absolutely blown away. Just blown away by that guy's stuff. So yeah, I'm a mark. I get it. I'll wear it. I mean, you know, I think the way that you could look at it, too, is if you say, all right, well, let's trade Dylan Cease, Ben, to the Baltimore Orioles, who, again, have this glut, and I do mean glut, of prospects that they are so unwilling to move all the time. What if you get 3 or 4 really good prospects back and you go, all right, I mean, these guys are part of the future. You don't have to make that move. You know, you've tried to figure out a lower level starter. You know, nobody's going to be Dylan Cease. We can all agree with that. But what if you got 2 pieces that you looked at and went, oh, these guys are part of the future of this team? I think that's you can stomach that as well.
That's the job for A.J. Preller. That's what he's paid to do.
Yeah.
We'll have Sammy Levitt joining us from Dallas. Winter meetings one last time coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, Paulie's got some Randall reports.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
2 stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And 1 story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Gentlemen, we will start off in the NFL. Had some news this morning.
Scratch that Ben Higgins itch.
Yeah.
That NFL itch.
Yeah. Yeah, we should ask Chris Rose about this. This has already been kind of reported as going to happen. It's now official that the NFL will play their first regular season game in Berlin next season.
Oh, great.
I knew you'd say that, and I was waiting for it.
It's the 5th regular season game to be played in Germany. It'll be played at Olympic Stadium. They've played in Munich. They've played in Frankfurt all since like the last 2 or 3 years now. So continuing to expand and do a couple of regular season games over in London and Germany now. No idea who the teams will be.
We want to talk about
it'll be the Jaguars. We know that.
You want to talk about the what moves your needle? This is on my needle. It goes to one.
I mean, they've already been in Munich and Frankfurt.
Right.
So going to Berlin.
Oh, you're going to Berlin now? Amazing. Amazing.
Can't wait to see who the Jaguars
and the
Dolphins.
Steelers. No way. You're kidding.
Like, from the other way, that would be like...
Jaguars-Giants?
That would be like Bayern Munich saying, well, we've already played in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Now we're going to go play in San Diego. They're all kind of in California, right? It's not that big of a deal.
It doesn't move. It does not move the needle.
Now, you tell me that the NFL is going to play a game in Beijing next year. All right, that is crazy news.
Yeah.
But Berlin is...
It just doesn't get me. Sorry.
All right, we'll move on. So we've kind of scoffed at the idea of San Diego State moving to the Pac-12. Not scoffed at it, but it's not the same as if they would have made that move, 10 years ago.
Sure.
It's not the same conference. But my God, is it better than the Mountain West already? Even as is, or what it's going to be next year with San Diego State moving to the Pac-12, the Mountain West announced that UC Davis will be now joining the conference in 2026. Saw that and I go, oh God.
But not in football.
Not in football. Basketball, though, they will be there. And it's just not a good spot to be in. I'm glad San Diego State. The Pac-12 isn't going to have a ton of resume boosters on the schedule, but it's a hell of a lot better.
They got UTEP, Grand Canyon coming in. They invited also Northern Illinois to join in football only.
My beloved.
With his nemesis.
My arch nemesis.
UC Davis. Honestly, I think UCSD would have been a better get. Maybe UCSD. I bet UCSD didn't want to do the whole travel to Wyoming and Colorado State there. They're going to the Pac-12, but New Mexico stuff. They're probably happy in the Big West. The problem for the new Pac-12 is they still are short a team, and there aren't any other teams out there. I've got no idea where the Pac-12 is going to go for their last school.
Yeah.
Because they're one short of a football deck. They got Gonzaga coming in basketball. It's going to be a good, really good basketball conference. But they're one short of full eligibility in football. And there just are no teams out there that really make any sense at all to join this group of schools that has come together. They need to, invent a new school, give them a really good football program in the West Coast and go, you're it.
Yeah, guess what? You're it. What about that high school team that didn't really exist?
There you go.
Remember that?
Oh,
Made up of a bunch of grown men.
Yeah, that was wild.
All right, get to the important story.
Yeah, this is the big story
here. It's one of the best days of the year here on Ben and Woods.
It is. We say that. Also have to add, if you're around small ears, you maybe want to turn it down, put in your AirPods or something, come back. Listen later. That's okay. We understand.
Yeah.
So I was.
Do I need to leave too?
I think you do. Actually.
No, actually, you need to stay. So I was thinking about it right around this time of year. We had Spotify Wrapped last week. We're doing Ben and Woods Wrapped right now. Yep. Everyone's doing their year in review, and I thought, we had a really funny segment last year right around this time about one of the most popular websites in the world.
Yes.
Everyone says no one's going to say they go there, and yet it's like the third highest viewed website in the world.
Yeah, on the planet.
Somebody's lying.
Correct.
Caught Corn Tub?
Corn Tub.
And
for short.
And I go, okay, so I searched 2023 year in review for that site. It was December 9th of last year. I go, okay, what the hell?
What's the holdup, guys? We've been waiting with bated breath.
This morning. We have
this morning.
2024.
Paulie went and searched for it, and he's like, oh my God, today's the day.
Corn Hub year in review.
Yeah, Corn Tub.
Corn Tub.
Yeah. Just, we want to throw people off the scent.
Yeah. Don't want to make it too obvious. Got a chart here, a map. With every state.
It's the best.
Their most
you love maps.
Searched
I do
terms.
Like maps.
Yeah.
California's most searched term was...
Hold on. I want him to guess.
His face.
Guess.
Yeah, guess.
What'd you look up the most?
California.
Yeah, in California. You're in California. So if you were going to check out Corn Tub, what would you put in?
Blonde.
It was not
this segment never disappoints.
That was not the winner. The winner for California was Friend's Mom.
Wow. Wow.
Friend's Mom.
Yeah, Friend's Mom.
Nevada's was Vegas.
Vegas.
What?
Seems a little boring.
It's close to home, I guess. I don't even know what those
videos are. Right
in your backyard? California's top Fresno.
Victorville.
And then Hawaii's most commonly searched term was
Lay.
Oahu.
Oh, why? Why?
I don't know. Just telling you what they're reporting.
I need more.
There's a lot I can't say. Just turn off your mics.
Dance around it. All right, I'll figure out a way. Yes.
Okay. A little confused.
I think we should be pretty sure before you take that decision.
With my home state of Washington.
Washington State is milking.
Saying it quietly doesn't really change anything.
I thought it did.
Oh, I thought that was better. The Northeast has a lot of confusing
deviants. What's the most deviant place? Mom, I guess like the Dakotas.
The Dakotas are hot babes for South Dakota.
All right, never mind.
And then
hot babe. What are there, 8-year-olds looking in there? Hot babes.
There's plenty of cold babes in the Dakotas.
No doubt.
And then North Dakota is lesbian. And more. There's more words to that. We'll stop there. Missouri's is grandma. Pennsylvania's. You want to talk about 8-year-olds? Apparently, there's nothing but little boys, just
boobs,
horny little 12-year-olds in Pennsylvania, naked women.
Corntop says you're going to need to refine your search a little
bit.
This whole website.
It's like going to MLB.com. It's
baseball. ESPN Sports. Holy God.
I don't know that I can say a lot of these other ones.
Let me come look.
Yeah, come on over here.
I'm going to ESPN.com. I'm going to their little magnifying glass. I'm going to type in sports and see what comes up.
You've got wedding in Rhode Island, tattoo in Vermont. I will never read New Hampshire, ever. Or Maine.
Connecticut.
Oh, my God. Connecticut. Delaware is mature. Well, South Carolina, wife BBW.
Yeah, West Virginia is just fat women.
Fat women. Fat woman.
BBW, like Ben and Woods.
Ben and Woods.
Alaska.
Oh my God.
Colorado, we can't say that.
No, feet.
Feet. Yeah. Related. Wisconsin, good God.
Wisconsin, you're filthy. I've never heard of Minnesota. I don't even know what that is. And I'm pretty involved. Iowa is work trip. Oregon is furry.
There you go. Those are by the states. Time spent per visit. Country by country.
Yes.
Do you want to be Mexico higher or lower on this list?
What do you mean?
Time spent per visit.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends on how much time you have.
Well, the average engagement time per visit was 9 minutes and 40 seconds. Mexico watched more than anybody, 11 minutes and 1 second on average, followed by the Netherlands, and then coming in at number 3, the good old U.S. of A.
The U.S. of A.
10 minutes and 37 second average. Poland was the lowest, 8 minutes and 35 seconds per visit.
Poland gets to business quickly.
Very much.
They do women watch corn tub. A lot of women watch corn tub. Generational divides, most commonly searched videos by generation. Gen Z was vertical video.
Okay, they're very specific about what they're looking for.
They want to just keep it right there. That was up 392% over the last year. Gen Y, two guys and a girl.
Just, all right.
Compilation for you guys, Gen X.
No.
Followed by role play,
no,
feet,
sir.
Blonde. Can't say that
then.
Word. Can't say that word.
Can you post the link in the chat?
A threesome would be fun.
People want to see The people want to see
the
what...
The boomers are the ones that are there. Filthy. Dirty, dirty boomers.
Well, at some point, you know, you've seen it all. You really...
True. You start running out of ideas.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 categories. I don't know that I can say any of them.
For the boomers.
For the boomers. Dirty.
Spectacular.
And then the top trends on Corn Tub. Number one was being demure and modest.
That was the word of the year.
Yes, it was.
Demure.
Trad wives?
Traditional wives.
Yeah, that became popular with the show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yep. Why anyone would want more than one wife is beyond me.
Number three.
One is plenty.
Number three, highest trend, coworker fantasies.
I have zero coworker fantasies. I can also tell you right
now. The Olympics sparked a lot of searches this year. Like the nude Olympics.
Okay.
Apparently a video trend. Anime and cartoon videos.
We'll never understand it.
I tend to agree with you on that one.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say I disagree with you.
And then number six on the most popular trends of the year.
Puck tood.
She's really everywhere.
That phrase.
That
puck tood
resulted in 10 million searches on Corn Tub. And then
raise your hand if you're guilty.
And then the rest of that clip that we don't have in that cut, that increased
the other
views by 233% spitting on.
I got it. That. Everyone knows what the thing is. You don't have to say it. Made me nervous. What's your problem, Alaska? That's what I want to know. What is your problem? And Maine, ass end corners of the world?
The corners
what
of the
is your problem?
And the boomers.
What is your problem?
Just deviant.
Deviant Alaskan behavior. I already look forward to next year. Already. It's so red and uncomfortable. Yeah, so he said it's lonely in Alaska. It's not that lonely. It will never be that lonely.
Definitely have the smallest percentage of people per acreage in the country.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't even want to, like, write it in the chat for everyone asking. Just go
figure it out. You have to go look for yourself. Connecticut's no better. You're right, Jeff. You are right about that, buddy.
Come on.
It's the best.
Oh, my God.
The best segment. Oh, yeah, this would be good. El Carlos suggests a real or fake category for tomorrow.
Maybe for our monthly member stream.
Yeah, monthly member stream.
We can really dive in deep with Ben here on the
whole Yes. Stuff. Yes, remember that.
Let's remember that. I was so delighted, though. I was like, it had to have been right around this time.
The fact that it came out today.
Boom. Got it.
Incredible.
I'm just here to give away James Taylor tickets. I'll do that next in a very professional manner. And then Sammy Leavitt will join us from baseball's winter meetings at the bottom of the hour. After a check of traffic, more Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple local items of note today. San Diego State basketball tonight, Viejas Arena, 7 o'clock, California Baptist. And not that bad. I was doing a little research yesterday. They got a winning record there in the top 200 of the Ken Palm and the net rankings. I mean, better than, say, USD is. And they beat Fresno State already and lost to SMU by just 2. SMU's 8-2. So
15 points is the spread.
Right. But it's not a rivalry game. You know, hopefully the Aztecs take care of business. Then they got 10 days off before they go up to San Jose to take on Cal in a neutral court game. And then it's just conference play the rest of the way for the Aztecs. Other interesting little note for today. The MLS expansion draft takes place today. SDFC gets to pick just five players from the entire league.
Okay.
They got the list of, you know, protected players and unprotected players just like yesterday.
It's like the rule of five, right?
A little bit, but I mean, for like, you know, we haven't done this in baseball in a while, but the last time that you had expansion was when the, I believe the Diamondbacks and the Rays were born, correct?
I'll take your word for it.
Like 1998, I want to say, when they came into existence. And, you know, both teams got to basically choose, you know, you could protect only a certain number of players on your roster. But like you did it today, Padres would have to decide who they, like, do you protect Jake
Cronenworth? How many guys
was
it? Do you remember if you had a, what was it, 25-man roster back then?
Yeah, you could only protect, like, you know, 13 or 14 of them. And then everyone else is available. So you could lose, you know, decent players. You know, it's interesting in the MLS, some teams are not protecting their, like, biggest, most expensive players because they think they don't want to take on those contracts. If you take them, you're now responsible for the contract. One of the guys that's available is Paul Arriola, U.S. national team player from Poway, but he's got a pretty expensive deal, so they'll have to make those decisions. And they're actually going to do it live from their team store. Where is it? Down like Mission Valley, I think. Are they going to make their five selections today? And we'll pretty much have a soccer team for the most part after today.
Pretty interesting looking back at the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at the time and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they just went boom, 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 boom.
Who got taken from the Padres?
Let me find it. Oh, it was Gabe Alvarez.
Gabe Alvarez.
Yes. Unprotected.
The one that got away.
Went to the Arizona Diamondbacks, but the first pick was Tony Saunders, left-handed pitcher from the Florida Marlins, went to Tampa Bay. Brian Anderson, Jeff Suppan, Quentin McCracken, Gabe Alvarez, Bobby Abreu went from the Astros to the...
Have to take, like, one from each team?
You could only take a... I think you can only take a maximum of one from every team once you lost a player.
Could you pass on a team?
Yeah, it wasn't like you go team by team. You could pick anyone you want from the league that's available, but once that team had lost a player, you can't go and take another player from that team. You could lose a maximum of one player.
Bro, there's some blasts from the past in here, some of the names. Andy Sheets, Bubba Trammell, Ben Ford, Dimitri Young, Kareem Garcia, Miguel Cairo. I mean, this is just fascinating.
It's just part of the weird life of being a pro athlete.
Yeah.
Like you sign a contract with a team, you feel like, I guess I could get traded, but you never think that. Or I could just be snatched away in an expansion draft somewhere.
Yeah.
Like if they're starting a new radio station in Tucson today.
They just grab you.
Yeah, 97.3 The Fan can only protect two shows.
Yep.
And you know, all of a sudden we're snatched up in the expansion draft.
And we're off to Tucson. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's going to be weird when they do that again in baseball. It's going to be very weird because it's been a long, long time since they've done it.
And there is obviously been talk about expanding soon. You know, and kind of realigning everything with 32 teams like the NFL has, and kind of going with a more similar format. All right, Sammy Levitt's going to join us when we come back. He is live one more day in Dallas covering the baseball winter meetings for us here at 97.3 The Fan. Before we do that, though, let's give away another pair of tickets to James Taylor. He's coming to the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park on May 10th, right there on the water. Very beautiful venue. James Taylor and his all-star band, if you are the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973. We've got a pair of tickets for the show on May 10th, 833-288-0973. The tickets for everybody else go on sale this Friday at the Shell. .org. Sammy wrapping up his stay in Dallas next year on 97.3 The Fan. Right, would you say that Adam Klug and 97.3 The Fan got their money's worth from Sam Levitt this week?
Absolutely. I texted Sammy last night, told him what a great job he's done all week long. I loved his little sit down or his little stand up with Jake Peavy.
Yep.
He's done a great job.
You could say that, you know, Padres didn't make any moves, so waste of time going. I totally would disagree with that take. Sammy's very important questions of people like Joel Wolf and sitting down with A.J. Preller have added to our understanding of the Padres offseason at this moment.
And actually, Sammy did such a good job, he made the rest of us look like crap for when we were at the winter meetings. So
it's true. There's no doubt he works harder at the winter meetings than we do.
Yeah.
They didn't send us, a hotel to cover them. We just went and did our
show. We were at a hotel.
But we didn't have a room, though.
Well, what would have been the difference? We would have worked harder if we had a room there?
Well, no, they just would have been spending more on us. I don't believe we had a per diem or anything.
No,
just,
there was no per diem.
We're just there, sitting there doing our show.
It would have been easier to walk around at night, get some conversations, and some intel at the bar.
We had a room.
That's
true.
Yeah, true. Oh, well.
Loose. Maybe next time.
That's what Sammy's for.
A couple of whiskeys, loosen some lips at the bar. You get better information late at night after a couple of cocktails. Mm.
I like where your head's at.
We will see where Sammy's head's at right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to Dallas, Texas, the Hilton Anatole Hotel. It has been the home of the MLB winter meetings, which will wrap up at some point tomorrow. And we are once again joined, even on video, on our YouTube stream by Sam Levitt, looking pretty fresh and still rested. As much as you're working, Sammy, you look good.
That's great to hear, Ben, because I did not get a lot of sleep last night. And part of that, well, hold on. Part of that is because bright and early this morning, we had the annual manager's breakfast, where all the managers from all 30 teams get to dine and eat breakfast with the respective media contingency from their market, from their city. So I enjoyed breakfast this morning with Mike Schilt.
All right.
Very nice time.
I'm going to need it right now. Lay it out piece by piece. What was on the plate for Mike Schilt? I've had dinner with Mike Schilt, and it was an experience,
oh my God,
to say the least.
I to be honest with you, I wasn't even paying attention to what everybody was eating. I mean, it was basic stuff. Eggs, potatoes, bacon, sausage. It was nothing extravagant, so I think we all enjoyed it.
Picturing a piece of toast, perhaps.
Yes. Y'all got margarine? Because I don't eat butter. All right.
They actually had a Benedict with hollandaise sauce.
I promise you.
On an English muffin.
Zero. So, I bet $75,000 that he did not eat an Eggs Benedict. $75,000. Sammy, I will say this.
The man has simple taste. Can we say?
And I'm kind of right there with him.
Appreciate him for it.
Sammy, it will be a total waste and loss if you don't go down the slide. I'm just going to tell you right now and get somebody to film it. If you come back without going down that slide, it's going to be a total waste and loss your entire week.
You know what, though? I got to be honest with you. And the slide is sort of on the other side of the hotel. I'm going to be honest. I have not physically seen one person go down
that slide.
That's
why you need to do
so
it.
Everyone's waiting for the first person.
I'm not fully convinced it's open.
Safe?
I haven't even seen any activity there, so... I don't know. It might be a pipe dream to go down the slide. We'll see.
Talking to our pal Sammy Levitt. Sammy does Dallas. And listen, I woke up this morning at 2:30, and I thought maybe something happened overnight. It didn't. Kind of opened the show with that sentiment this morning. Now, it's not, and I'm talking to a lot of people, too. I have friends at the winter meetings as well. I have friends in the game. And they said, quote, AJ Preller has a lot of balls in the air right now. He's not going down the slide. He's not down at the JFK Museum. There are a lot of balls in the air. Of course, some reports are coming out this morning. Dylan Cease, being shopped potentially to the Red Sox, the Orioles. What are you hearing out there?
Yeah, one of the things that's on my to-do list today, and hopefully I get to talk to him, is I really want to talk to JP Morosi of MLB Network, because he set out the tweet this morning about the Orioles having interest in Dylan Cease. And look, obviously, from everything now that's being bantered about the last 24 hours or so, it seems like this Dylan Cease situation has legs to it, right? So Morosi putting out that the Orioles are interested. And then I watched a little clip this morning. And again, this is part of the reason I want to talk to him, where he laid out a scenario where, maybe you would trade Dylan Cease, get prospects back, and then use some of that prospect depth to then flip it into something else. And he mentioned Garrett Crochet, the idea that, hey, you could essentially trade 1 year of Cease for 2 years of Garrett Crochet. And I'll say this, without knowing a ton more, This is the type of creativity that A.J. Preller is sort of known for, right? So maybe not a surprise that we're starting to hear some rumblings like that. But, look, I think generally, and this goes back to what I've said to you guys really since Monday morning, the buzz, the vibe here has been very focused on that Padres payroll number, which I think goes in hand with now the rumblings we're hearing about the appetite to trade a guy like Dylan Cease. So we'll see, but it's starting to gain some steam, certainly it feels like, here at the final day of the meetings.
Sammy, I thought some interesting comments you got from AJ yesterday about the possibility of converting some of their relievers to starting pitchers this offseason. What was your takeaway there?
Yeah, look, I won't go out on a limb and say that that AJ, you know, said he was going to do something with Adrian Morejon or Brian Hoeing or Stephen Kolick, but he certainly didn't shut it down when I brought it up to him. And I guess it's probably going to be a scenario where you have to see what their needs are. The Padres do have now somewhat of a track record of success in working with relievers and turning them into starters. Look, scenario is a little bit different than, let's say, like a guy like a Morejon, but certainly Lugo and King and Nick Martinez. But yeah, I think with the depth of their bullpen right now, I mean, you know, quite frankly, right now their bullpen, with Suarez is really, really deep, or at least very deep. You feel like it's in a good spot. You know, it does make you wonder if they need starter depth, if they have a rotation spot or two open as this thing heads to spring training. Maybe that's something they look into. So there was nothing definitive on that, but certainly when brought it up to AJ, didn't shut it down, and he brought up names like Morejon and Hoeing and Kolick. So I don't know that that's any guarantee that any of those guys might get stretched out. Maybe it'll be a needs-based thing, but certainly wasn't something yesterday that got immediately shut down.
Talking to our pal Sammy Levitt out in Dallas, Texas. And Sammy, you know, we're all kind of focused on this arms race right now. You know, we need pitching. You can never have too much, blah, blah, blah. Same old tired tropes every year. That said, this team is in desperate need of a backstop. And we've kind of gone through all of the options. I know that AJ had some interesting comments to you about the catching position. Are you hearing anything else about a potential trade, potential ad for the Padres behind the dish?
No, I haven't heard anything in particular. Pretty much what I heard the first day of the meetings, which is that they were in on all these guys that ultimately signed elsewhere. And I think without a doubt, they are looking to add and supplement that position one way or another. Now, what is that ad going to look like? I think it goes without saying in free agency, you know, you're going to get somebody who's, you know, A, not going to knock your socks off, yep, and B, probably come pretty cheaply, but I've not heard anything particular on names, but I would be shocked if in the next couple of months that it's not addressed further. I don't have intel right now on where exactly they're going to go, and maybe it's not a free agent. You know, if they're going to really start wheeling and dealing in the trade market, you know, maybe they go that way to find another catcher.
Rule 5 draft is one of the last items of business today. I'm not going to say that I have any idea as to who might be some of the names that are available. I do think it's interesting, Sammy, though, whether you even take someone is often telling,
yeah,
in a Rule 5 draft. Whether you think, hey, I've got the chance that I can hide this guy in my roster all year long, on whether the Padres lose someone that was unprotected. I've kind of got my eye on Brandon Valenzuela, who's a catcher who wasn't put on the 40-man right roster, especially with the lack of catching depth. Don't want to lose another catcher in the system, but something I imagine you'll be taking a look at later today.
Yeah, it's at 1 p.m., and each year of the winter meetings, I have gone to the Rule 5 draft. It's as thrilling as you would imagine. I will say, though, the baseball operations people, at least a lot of them, they do go to that ballroom and go to the Rule 5 draft, and it kind of feels like their Super Bowl in a sense. So I find it kind of interesting to be there. But, hey, I mean, say what you want about the Rule 5 draft. A, you're right, Ben. Padres could have somebody selected and taken out of their system. Let's not forget that the Padres selected a year ago Stephen Kolick.
Yep.
And he made a lot of appearances for the Padres
in
2024. So you never know who you might find. You never know what kind of role they may play and what the Padres' plan is. Look, if we would have said at spring training that Stephen Kolick was going to end up being on the major league roster until he got hurt, I mean, I don't think any of us would have bought that, right, when spring training started. So you really never know. I will be in there. I will try to get out the pick for the Padres if they select anyone. So stay tuned for that around, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're a big Rule 5 draft aficionado, stay glued to your phone and the airwaves at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Could get the next Anthony Santander or the next Mark Canna, Garrett Whitlock.
Never know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Brad Keller.
Well,
these decent names.
I'll say
there.
This. Yeah, I'll say this too about the Rule 5, and you know, I kind of said it lightheartedly with the baseball ops people, but you know, look, it is it's a credit to like very, very deep scouting, I think, for a lot of baseball operation departments. It reminds me of the minor leagues when, you know, I would meet scouts every night at different ballparks, and scouts that are there looking at entire rosters from other teams and writing down notes on everybody and every pitcher that comes in. This is where that really deep scouting and all the different parts of your baseball ops department, I think, really comes into play. So these teams, I think, take it seriously, and it's kind of like a little feather app if they can go and find some real talent and take it away from another team.
And one more announcement made this morning at the winter meetings from the Baseball Hall of Fame that Tom Hamilton, the voice of the Cleveland Guardians, has been named the 2025 Ford C. Frick Award winner and will be inducted into Cooperstown next summer. We heard he had some legendary calls this postseason.
So good.
With the Guardians in the playoffs. You'd recognize his voice even if you don't recognize the name. He's been doing it for a long time in Cleveland and certainly a worthy recipient.
Yeah, I love Tom Hamilton. He's one of my favorites to listen to. I will also say I've had a chance to meet him now at least once when the Guardians were here. I think it wasn't this past season, but the year before in 23. He could not have been nicer, and we spent a few minutes together, and he was awesome. And he sounded exactly like what he sounds like on the radio. So I know Tom is really beloved by a lot of people around baseball and broadcasters around baseball, and he couldn't have been better to me when we chatted for a little bit the last time the Guardians were in town. He's one of my favorites, and he's one of the best to do it, no doubt. So that's it's really well-deserved.
Go down the slide, Sammy, before you come home.
I'll see.
Or you'll have me to deal with.
Sammy, and Sammy,
well, I'll tell you this. I promise you I will go check
okay,
out
go
what
check
the
it
deal
out.
Is over
yes.
by that slide.
And I know you'll hear from Sammy again during the Annie Nelson program. Hopefully not in the first segment because, you know, he was just
no.
on.
Yeah,
and they're coming on. So hopefully it's later
no,
in their
I
show.
I think I'm going on at 12:20.
Okay, we'll hear from you again then, Sammy. Thank you for your time. As always, safe flight back.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
There he is, Sam Levitt. And all of our coverage with Sammy this week has been brought to you by
San Diego County Credit Union.
Yes. It's not Big Bank Banking.
It's better.
I know I had it listed somewhere. I can't find it for some reason.
It's all right.
You know it. You know it by heart now.
I do.
There it is. Yeah. It's not Big Bank Banking. It's better. Thank you to San Diego County Credit Union for helping us send Sammy to Dallas this week for some really great coverage. Paulie, if people are unfamiliar with Tom Hamilton's work...
And the 1-0 pitch. Swung out and hammered.
Hammered.
To left. Away out of here.
God, that's good.
Bedlam in Cleveland.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Hammered.
Swung out and hammered.
I love it.
Away out of here.
What a call.
What a moment.
Swung out and hammered.
Did you hear them crap at that?
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
So good.
That call alone should get you the nod.
Might have, actually. All right. Well,
we were on the borderline, and
that one put you right over the top there.
Ah, that was brilliant. Brilliant.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Good show today, boys.
Good show, Woodsy. We will
Flew
be
by.
Back tomorrow, Thursday. Throwback Thursday. We'll continue our Ben and Woods Wrapped.
We'll welcome Garrett Crochet to the team, hopefully. You never know.
Perhaps by then he'll have been acquired and traded by A.J. Preller.
You never know. You just never know.
In a massive flurry of deals on the final day of baseball's winter meetings. We'll have a little throwback Thursday, real or fake, as well. And we're getting close to the end of the year. A week from Friday, our Christmas and holiday extravaganza. Last show of 2024 for Ben and Woods. And then we'll be back in January to start a brand new year.
Absolutely insane plannings behind the scenes. Trying to always do it bigger and better, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Adam, to shut up.
Adam, shut up.
You could also close the door.
Well, it's 1 degree in here, so I had to get some heat in.
Right.
I was about to start.
But you can't be mad when you have the door open and people are.
I was about to start a fire in the garbage.
I know, but
can.
You're allowed to talk in the hallways of a radio station.
I'm going to wear those fingerless gloves tomorrow.
People in the studio are supposed to have the doors closed. Andy and Elston are coming up next. They'll close the door. And do 4 hours of radio, and then we will be back tomorrow for our executive producer, Paulie Reindl, and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at The Fan, so long, everybody.